السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, the 7th of November 2025, corresponding with the 16th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health, and Allah ta'ala accept khidmat of deen from all of us. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem and family. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 99% of the countries throughout the world and cities, you will find that today is the 16th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. Hence we have 3.5 months left for the month of Ramadan. Jumad al-Akhira, then Rajab and Shaban, and the half of this month here. Then we will reach the month of Ramadan Mubarak on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, honorable day of Friday. Read the dua. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, that you spare us for another month of Ramadan. When you study the lives of the Ahlullah, the Awliyaullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the Salaf Salihin, our pious predecessors, 6 months before Ramadan, they would start and commence the dua. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, spare us for another wonderful month of Ramadan, that we can be spiritually motivated and inspired. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 58, Suratul Mujadala, and that means the discussion, the debate, and verses 9, 10, and 11. And we told you that this is the only surah chapter in the noble Quran. In every verse, you will find the word Lafzul Jalala. You will find the word Allah. For respect's sake, you don't say Lafzul Allah. You say loves the word Jalala, His Majesty, His Sovereignty, His Authority, and it comprises 22 verses. So that is what we should know about the distinction and unique feature of this particular surah and chapter. So Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 58, verse 9. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you believe. 89 different places Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned this to elevate our rank and status, to motivate us and galvanize us into action, and the converse, the opposite. Almighty Allah has mentioned it once only, that also for the year after, to humiliate and disgrace all the non-Muslims. How many million, billion, trillion, zillion they might be, and they are sane and mature, and they died on any ideology, any ism besides Islam. For them, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches them. Chapter 66, verse 7. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru. O you non-Muslims, لا تعتذروا اليوم. Today the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. Do not cite any excuses. Today no excuses are entertained. إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Verily you will be punished according to your deeds. You see that? Once only, and that also to humiliate and disgrace them. For us, 89 different places to elevate and exalt our rank and status. That is the benevolence, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. إِذَا تَنَاجَيْتُمْ. When you have your secret counsel, when you have your special caucus and your meetings, فَلَا تَتَنَاجَوْا بِالْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ. So you must not be having secret counsel regarding vices, وَالْعُدْوَانِ and transgression, وَمَعْصِيَةِ الرَّسُولِ, to disobey Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. So when you have your caucus, your secret council, your emergency meetings, وَتَنَاجَوْا بِالْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَىٰ, so your secret council and caucus should be focusing بِالْبِرِّ on piety, وَالتَّقْوَىٰ and Allah consciousness. How all of us, our bodies, our soul, our mind, everything can be more and more connected to Him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to one and only Almighty Allah, the sole exclusive creator and the Khaliq of the entire cosmos and universe, the Malik and the only exclusive owner of this entire universe and cosmos. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Fear Almighty Allah, that Supreme Being, إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, you all will be gathered towards Him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day was asked, what is the definition of taqwa, and what is the how will we explain to people the meaning of taqwa? If you wonder, O ulama, O students, O you who know the Arabic language, in Al-Mawahibul Ladunniya, Allama Qastalani rahimahullah has mentioned this definition. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was what you will call a linguist par excellence, a master of the Arabic language. He said the definition of taqwa is as follows. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, that we have that fear. Out of love for Almighty Allah, out of respect for Almighty Allah, fil khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy and in public. Today me and you, we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. In front of the people we play buzruk, but our own lives are sordid and corrupted and so forth. Then it's no more buzruk, it's like a bushkruk, Allah forbid. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, and you practice on the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. You practice on wahyain, both are wahy. Quran Sharif is wahy matlu. You read it nice for the time. So you're going to read surahs from the noble Quran in your sunnat salat, sunnat muakkadah, and your far salat. Likewise, all the other namaz and salat. And sunnah mubarakah is wahy also. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. But you can't read that in your salat, in your namaz, in your prayer. Chapter number 53 and verses number 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to him regarding the matters of Islam and religion and Sharia and so forth. So both are wahi, remember that. And when we have our own traditions, our own customs, our own rasam and riwaj, and it is in conflict with Sharia, then we come with our own Indian delights and Indian recipes and so forth. Many a time that are against the laws of Islam, so then that must be discarded. Every phrase he ended on alarm. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel, and be content with the little you have. There's a madness amongst us Muslims, everywhere throughout the world, 90%. Wa innahu li-hubbil khayri la-shadeed. He's madly in love, intensely in love with this world. Million, not enough. Must say 5 million. 5 million, not enough. 20 million. And then it reaches billion, still not enough. Another billion. So where will all this end? And then we forget the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to such an extent that Almighty Allah reprimands us. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak ye insaan apke rab ke bohot bohot hi nashukar hai. Quri chapter number 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, most of you know it by heart. And verses number 6, 7 and 8, the first 5 verses, Allah is praising the horses for their loyalty to their owner, master and manager. Then Allah juxtaposes and draws a comparison. Hey, insan, look at the wafadari, the loyalty of the horses, and look at your ghaddari, and how treacherous and unfaithful and unloyal and disloyal you are, O human being, to your creator, to Allah who gave you everything. So we should reflect on that. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْأَغْسُ Now we go on. الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ وَالْقَنَاةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ And be content with the little you have. وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ And prepare in this world for the day of departure. That is the definition by him, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu wardah, the Fatiha Khaybar. And remember that Almighty Allah says, إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ You'll be gathered there. And Maymunata binti Sa'adin radiallahu anha, Maymuna radiallahu anha, she came to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, أَفْتِنَا فِي بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَفْتِنَا فِي بَيْتِ الْمُقَدَّسِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ The Arab ulama pronounce it and say بَيْتُ الْمَقْدِسِ And our Indo-Pak ulama say بَيْتُ الْمُقَدَّسِ Both are correct, there's no problem with that. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. Issue the fatwa and the verdict regarding Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis there in Jerusalem. Qal, Hiya Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya Ardul Mahshar wal Manshar. It is the land of resurrection. You will stand there on the day of justice. And there you will be held accountable and your reckoning will take place. If we did nothing for Aqsa, if we did nothing for Palestine, then what will happen to us, O Muslim or Muslima? Think about that as well, the hadith in Ibn Majah and Mustad Ahmad. So now, majority of these meetings and secret caucuses and all this council, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى So verily, only Najwa, the secret business, clandestine activities, cloak and dagger business, مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ are incited by Shaitan. How many meetings America has, Trump has, Israel has, Netanyahu, the war criminal, with his terrorist ministers, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, and Cohen, and Katz, and all these haramis put together, the war criminals. So, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ They're incited by Satan. لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا To cause grief to the Muslims. Islamophobia. You see that? Allah humiliates the enemies always. But Allah is motivating, inspiring the Muslims and the mu'mineen. وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا They cannot harm you in the least of Muslims. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Except if the permission is given by Allah. The consent must come from Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ But the true believers, they place their trust solely, only, exclusively on Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. We can never ever trust the United Nations, or the United States, or the United Snakes, or the United Kingdom. All bunch of haramis. We all know their track record and how they cause harm to Islam and the Muslims and so forth. So we must place our trust in Almighty Allah. So what is the meaning of tawakkul? Tawakkul means use all the means at your disposal that are permissible, acceptable, and the result you leave it in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whosoever places his or her trust in Almighty Allah, Allah will suffice for that person. See, now this next verse, chapter 58 and verse number 11, there's books written by Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah, Asbabul Nuzul, that a certain incident took place and then that verse was revealed. But it doesn't mean that for every verse an incident took place. That also is not correct. And remember, there's another book written by Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah, both are have, Alhamdulillah, Asbabul Wurud. A certain incident takes place, and then he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, utters some judgment or advice and gives and proffers some advice to the Sahaba. For example, they said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Inna narkabul bahra wa nahmilu ma'ana al-qalil bin al-ma'ah. We travel on the ocean, go from year to year and travel. Now we carry a little bit drinking water. But now the water of the ocean is so salty and so forth. So now regarding our hudu, our ghusl and all that, so what must we do? He Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answer, Ma'uhu tahur. The water in the ocean, in the sea, is 100% tahir mutahir. It is pure in itself and it will cleanse you and purify you also. وَالْحِلُّ مَيْتَتُهُ. And the dead in the ocean also is permissible. So that's a lengthy discussion, but to cut short, remember Hanafi say, everything is not permissible except fish. And the Shafi's and them say, everything in the ocean is permissible except the frog, because of the hadith in Abu Dawood. نَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمْ عَنْ قَتْلِ الدِّفْدَى. The Master alayhi salatu salam prohibited us from killing the frogs and so forth. So now this verse here, chapter 58 is the surah, verse 11. So one day Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offering and giving advices, nasiha, sincere advice to sahaba. Yeah, the sahaba, Badriyin, those who participated in the battle of Badr, 313 of them, 16 of them became martyrs, remember that. And we find that, you must remember that. So that was in the Sahaba. So 14 actually, not 16. 16 were in the Battle of Khaybar. So anyway, so 14 was martyred and so forth there in the Battle of Badr. And there were 313. Enemies were plus minus 1,000. Anyway, these type of things in history, you will always find varying figures and so forth. So now the point here is made, some of these Badri Sahaba, to be a Badri Sahabi who participated, and your rank and status is 100% elevated, exalted. They entered, and now if they had to just sit, then they should be all very squeezed up. So on that occasion, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that what must you do? Then now make the circle broader and make more space. So one waliullah, one Allah wala, one person who's connected to Allah jalla wala, that he's in the world, but his heart is connected to the mercy of Allah. He said, agar dil mein jagah ho, to jagah ho jayegi. You see that? If we have place in our heart, then you will always find place. If you ask the daughter-in-law, is there place for your mother-in-law? She'll say, no, our car is full, no place. But they ask her, is there place for your mother or your father? She'll say, oh, both of them can come, no problem. So majority of the time it works like that, you see that. Because dil mein jagah nahi hai. Our hearts are so polluted, contaminated, corroded and rusted today. So that is where we are today. So this is a big lesson for us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo. Oh, you believe, 89 different places. Idha qila lakum, so when it is told to you, تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ, in your gatherings, that now make more space. You see that? That تَفَسَّحُوا, that takes place there, you see. Make it broader, make the circle broader, and make more space and so forth. You don't have to sit cross-leg, all of you. So you must sit like how you sit in tashahud, like that. So فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا, and do that. You must take the initiative. يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, then Almighty Allah will give you the place and the space. وَإِذَا قِيلَ النُّشُو, and when it is told to you to stand up and move it up, فَانْشُذُو, then you must move from there and raise up and go. Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us etiquettes and adab and so forth. Then Allah elevates us. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is elevating the rank and status of those people who have perfect true iman. All the do's, all the don'ts, all the creed, all the aqidah, sahiha, correct belief they have in the inner recesses of their heart, without any doubt and skepticism. So Allah is elevating them. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ وَالَّذِينَ, and especially, wow, حَالِيَّ, and especially those people, أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ, those who have the knowledge. Knowledge refers to what? The knowledge refers to Quran Sharif. Knowledge refers to Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Knowledge refers to Al-Fiqhul Islami, the Islamic jurisprudence. These are the main three disciplines, and these are the main three sciences and branches of knowledge that every Muslim must try and learn daily, daily. Rabbi Zidni Ilma, chapter 20, verse 114. And hadith on the authority of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu warda, in mention in Bukhari Sharif, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yuridillahu bi khayra, whosoever Almighty Allah has decreed goodness for that person, yufaqihu fi deen, so he will give him, Allah will grant him deep and profound knowledge of Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, and the Fiqhul Islami. So we the ulama, we the students, we the people who are involved, we should learn all four schools, the Hanbalis, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis. You can't just be focusing on one. The Ummah today, remember, are spread out in the time of technology. So we must use it. People will ask you questions from all parts of the world. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. So Allah is elevating the people who are given knowledge, you see that. But remember, today we say we are people of knowledge, but very few of us really practice and have that khashya and that true taqwa and piety. So that should be our aim. Allahumma ij'alna minhum, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us that, you see that. So that is the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So O Muslim, O Muslimah, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, every day in your life now, from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, from the mountain to the fountain, every day learn, learn, learn something. Allama Sahawi Rahimahullah in Al-Maqasid Al-Hasana has mentioned a hadith, and it's an eye-opener for me and you. Man istawa yawmahu fawa maghbunun. My yesterday, Thursday, and my today, my Friday remains the same. I did not learn anything extra about the Quran Sharif or the Sunnah Mubarakah or the Fiqhul Islami, the laws of jurisprudence regarding Islam. So that is a wasted day in my life. Then comes all the other branches, understand it. Wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. Almighty Allah is all aware what you are doing in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept us for your deed. We are gunegar, we are sinners, we are transgressors. We confess and we admit to our crimes, Ya Allah. There are no mitigating circumstances, but you are Arhamur Rahimeen, you are Akramul Akrameen, you are Khairul Raziqeen, wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta Arhamur Rahimeen. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, envelope us in your special, special mercy, whilst you exclusively are the most merciful one to show us mercy. Grant us your love, grant us the love for Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Ahlul Bayt, the household of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the Sahaba and students and companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Awliyaullah, the special, special servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, 16 Jumad al-Ula, 1447, we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. You know that the news broke yesterday that he, Mamdani, so you see, Zohran Mamdani won the mayor post there in New York, and the Jutlas are crying. They spent $40-50 million down the drain, and all their plotting, planning, scheming did not work out. So go to hell, you Jutlas, you cursed nation. So we're very proud about that you lost the money and so forth. Now go and look at the statistics and the breakdown. Who voted for him? Obviously, majority Muslims voted for him. But you Jutla, you Jutli, you Zionist, you Harami, 32-33% of the Jews voted for Mamdani. Can you believe that? This is your figures. You go see the breakdown and so forth. So we must know that two statements he made, I like, you see that. Now, if you know America, New York, so I've been there twice, so we know a little bit about it, you see. So New York is the biggest city, largest city in America. It has 5 boroughs, you see that, municipalities and all that. So anyway, JFK, it's a very beautiful airport, you see that. And you just see the ocean and then you're landing there and so forth. A breathtaking view, magnificent spectacle, you see that. So I landed there with my brother Yusuf Dokrat. Allah Ta'ala Ghariq Rahmat Farmai. Allah grant him, my brother Yusuf Dokrat of Newcastle, he, his father, and Mota, and remember his beloved son Umar Farooq, all of them passed away on a Friday. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah grant our Ma Dokrat bin Dokrat Sabri Jameel, when we just take her son's name and her grandson and her husband's name, her home's name. Obviously, you just try crying, you know. It's but natural. So he said, when these two people land here, then we will lock them up and arrest them. To make such a statement in America, you need a lot of guts. So Mamdani said, if Netanyahu lands here, we lock him up, we arrest him. Well said, Mamdani. Then I heard another interview of his. They asked him, if he comes, Modi of India, what will you do? He says, my father, he is Mahmood Mamdani. You see that? So he's from Gujarat. And they know the history of Gujarat. What he did there and how he massacred and killed the Muslims. So if he lands here, I arrest him and lock him up. Well done, Mamdani. But that does not mean you're a Muslim, a proper Muslim. You are a Shia, you are a Bori, and according to us, that means you're not Muslim. You're out of the fold of Islam. And I sent it to thousands, hundreds of people yesterday also, that people who want to see and know the interview he had with Mahdi Hassan, both of them Shias, but they're both very good, let me tell you that. When it comes to answering questions and current affairs, you'll get very few Muslims who will beat him, Mahdi Hassan, in current affairs. What is the truth we have to speak, whether we like, we don't like? So one Jutla told Ben Gwei he's a racist. You see that? There you must remember at the university. So he is a racist. Even the Israeli court said that he's a racist and so forth. We say he's a racist. We say he's a war criminal. And we say he is an enemy of humanity and so forth. So they arrested that man. You know what he did yesterday? He went there with the police and all that, where the Bedouins are, Palestinians, in the Negev, and he told them, get out from here. Pack up and go. We're taking over this land. That is your modern Israel, the only democracy, inverted commas. The most moral army in the world, you see, inverted commas. Allah has humiliated them forever. O Muslim, O people of justice, whenever you interact with a Jew or a Zionist or anybody harami, so tell them Gaza genocide. GG. You must tell them on their face, GG, Gaza genocide. Then you will see their true colors. You know Olmert. Olmert spent time in jail. He was the prime minister once upon a time. He was eating omelets there in jail, this Olmert. So our organization, Hind Rajab Organization Foundation, they told the governor, the party and the government there in Germany, you need to lock this person up. He's not a war criminal. They're also guilty. What did the Israelis do? For the five-year-old girl, Hind Rajab, they sent 355 bullets against her five-year-old daughter of ours. Her vehicle, her name will shine forever, just like a Muhammad Durra when he was martyred and murdered by the Israelis in 2001. Take these children of ours because of their martyrdom. Allah in Kishahadat Huzaya Nahi Farmayenge. Allah will never let their blood go in vain. Allah ki rahmat josh mein aayegi. Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come and the entire Israel will be dismantled according to our leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who established Hamas in 1987. He said in 2027, Zawalu Israel, there'll be no Israel left. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Now the same Olmet, what he says, this is in the Haaretz newspaper, he says the settler violence in the West Bank is unforgivable. Even he knows that is a war crime, this is a crime against humanity, ethnic cleansing. The Pope Leo woke up from his slumber, he met Abbas, both shaitans met one another, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. So they both agreed that more aid must enter into Gaza urgently. So that are Jutlas, Jews, the cursed nation, the swines, the pigs, the monkeys, the donkeys, and the dogs they are. All these words are used in the Quran for the Jews. So they don't allow all the aid to come in, little bit trickles in and so forth. Trump says Mamdani must respect the White House, meaning must respect him. But why must he respect you when you are a felon, when you are a pedophile, when you are a rapist, when you are against Islam and Muslims and so forth? Trump says, what the hell South Africa got to do with the G20? He says they don't belong to the G20. If you don't come here, we don't want you here, you rapist, you pedophile. And you shaitan, you think you can just dictate to the world? Allah is humiliating you, and inshallah, you will not complete your term. Tesla, you see, the electronic car, Elon Musk, born in South Africa. And this guy, Mamdani, he went to school here in Cape Town when he was 5-6 years old and so forth. In the 90s, so when democracy came. So they're saying the shareholders that if he, Elon Musk, fulfills certain targets and so forth, so then he will be given $1 trillion. How's that now? $1 trillion. So Trump is told that you must give and release all the reserve funds there for the 40 million poor Americans and living on, you understand, living in poverty and so forth. See, Israel, you must remember, they think they can just attack any day they wake up, attack Israel, attack Syria, attacks Lebanon, attack Gaza, attack in the West Bank. So these are the biggest war criminals. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. And you in Cape Town, all of you, especially, you know, in the old South Africa, they called us non-whites. So whether it was the colors, Malays, colors, whatever you want to call, whether it's we coolies, Indians, or whether it is, you must remember, the Africans. So these guys, you must remember, they're colluding with one another, the DA and the Jews and so forth. So you must know what is happening there. You can't be just eating cook sisters and dreaming the whole time there. Yalamut may Buddhas and may, I don't like the word you'll use for Buddhas and that. So may sisters, I'll say. So you must remember, may Buddhas, and they use another word, I don't like that. So the Buddhas and my sisters, Yalamut Armal Vakarskrugdhani Kapna. So you must remember this. Nancy Pelosi, she resigned. We say, go to hell. Why? She is very important in American politics. She served there for decades. But she was the first female speaker in the American government, you see, that from the Democrats and all that. Now see, this is another genocide unfolding. Yeah, you must remember in Sudan, in Darfur and so forth, Fasha and all these places there. We must learn about Sudan. It's all part of our Islamic culture and teaching, preaching. Great, great scholars came from there. So anyway, the point I want to make here is this. Who is financing this? The United Arab Emirates. Sometimes I see one message is gone viral. Somebody sent it to me. Same Mufti AK says it's haram to vote for DA. 100%. A nation and a party that says no genocide. We will never forgive you, Helen Zeller. Genocide is a big word. So the mother, remember, she tried to deflect and, you know, make that person forget the question and so forth and all that. So they will never say that Israel is guilty of war crimes and that. So whether you are Muslim, non-Muslim, is haram for you. That we are addressing Muslims especially, so it's haram for you to vote for the DA. And then we discourage people to go and travel with Emirates Airlines and go and visit Dubai and Abu Dhabi and all that. They are war criminals, these people. They financing the RSF. So now with so much pressure on them and UAE getting this, I told you, if you want to hit Saudi Arabia very hard, if you want to hit the UAE, MBS and MBZ, Murtad bin Shaitan and Murtad bin Zindiq, then you must humiliate them publicly and in the press and in the media. Then they can't stomach, you must remember. Now the messages have gone viral in the whole world, remember. So now, this RSF, after much pressure, United States and its Arab transport dictators, they say ceasefire. But the Sudani government and Sudani army did not accept it. Why? Because they got some clauses, conditions, they're not acceptable to them. You must shoot them and kill them, whole lot, you understand? These are war criminals. So the world leaders criticize Trump on climate change, you see. But now the world can criticize him, but me, personally, in kana sawabun fa min Allah, if his right is from Allah, wa in kana khata'an fa minni wa min ash-shaytan, if it's wrong, it's from me and Satan, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say. I agree more with Trump here. You see, this climate change to me is one big hoax and all that. So yeah, Kazakhstan, you see that? Another country to join the Abrahamic Accord, where they don't allow the women to wear niqab and hijab proper and all that. Another tenpot dictator, another harami, another murtad also. If you know anything of Kazakhstan, so remember that this country is what? Sunni Muslim, majority of the people and population. But our Sunni countries are selling us out. UAE, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco, Saudi Arabia already got ties with Israel, but it's under the table, you know that. If they don't have ties, then how the hell the flights are flying? Do you know how many flights fly from Dubai to Tel Aviv? Do you know? Per week, over 100 flights go, and they use Saudi airspace. So if you don't allow them, then what will happen? You see that? So that's what we mean there. So in the Arab media, you must read the Arabic news and all that, you see that? So you will find there in their newspapers in Arabic, and very good news they got. Non-Saudis can only buy and own registered property. You can't just go buy anything. It must be registered, then you buy that. Three arrested, listen to the shocking. This is also in the Arab media. Three arrested in Medina Munawwara for prostitution. You see that? So because MBS wants to modernize Saudi Arabia, bring bikini beaches in Jeddah, bring movies and cinemas in Makkah, Medina, bring all the Hollywood, Bollywood, Shaitanhood, and all the musical extravaganza. So all these vices will flourish. Listen to this, all of you Muslims, because Muslims are fast asleep, you know. 190%, 80% of Muslims don't understand deen or dunya. I'm telling you the truth. So there in the Congress, there are 535 members. How many? 535. Only 10 of them. So it means 525 are taking. 10 of them don't take money and funds from APEC, but 525 are taking. Total 535. So what are they going to do? They will go helter-skelter and try and defend Israel. But remember, Mamdani told them, me, I don't go to Israel. I want America. I want New York. And that is what resonated with the public. And Trump and all of them, you must remember, humiliated New York Times and Bloomberg and everybody. Bihar elections, where he, Modi, and the BJP want to make some dandli. Do you know dandli in Hindi? You, my Hindu brothers and sisters, you see, I know many of you. You send messages to me, I really appreciate it. So you must learn your Hindi language properly also. And our Muslims, they must learn Urdu. They use the word in both languages, dandli. So he wants to rig the elections. Bihar is a very, very poor region of India. You know how many voters there are there? 74 million voters. 74 million voters in Bihar state only, and majority are Muslim. And the BJP has never won an elections there outright. Always there to form government in coalition. So you should know this. My beloved Ustad, Hazrat Mohana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, who was the Ustad of Hazrat Mohana Qasim Sema Rahimullah, and the Ustad of Mohana Ahmad Aturani as well. So imagine that. I was very happy, you know. Afterwards, I realized all these things happened there, you see. So anyway, you must remember this. We hope that they don't make dandi and rig the votes again, as normally happens. Let's come to South Africa. You see this guy, he's the acting minister of police. We were in school together in William Hill, Firoz Kachalia. Firoz Kachalia denies that 7,500 guns and that are lost to, you understand, revolver, whatever you want to call. So I must remember, firearms are lost to criminals. I think, Firoz, that whether you agree or don't agree is not my business. I think 7,500 by what? It's a very small figure. I think, my personal opinion, I think it's much more than that. Where every second, third guy got gun. And half of them don't have license and so forth and so of them. Listen to this, you South Africans. Listen to this, you. Wake up, you Muslims. 5 SAHUK members are gone to Makkah, wherever, Saudi, for a Hajj conference. You SAHUK members who went, 5, they got their big, big names there and advertising, we are gone there. It is alleged that they used the SAHUK money, the 48 million. So therefore, we must always, wherever they're doing, we must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is our job with SAHUK. We're not like the other media, you understand, who want to lick their backsides or front sides. We got nothing to do with that. You must remember that the truth must be told. So you had no business to go there. And if you went with your own money, so then we got no objection. But the perception and understanding in the Muslim public, again, that you use SAHUK money, that is alleged. So you must come out clean. Dance a lipopa dance. Eh? We're not finished with you, SAHUK. Stop employing illegal foreigners. Who said so? CR. Cyril Ramaphosa, do you know? The media, you, Junaid Mota, leave Chinatown and know. After this G20 summit here, end of this month here, they say, oh, Cyril is going to resign, or they'll call him back, you know, and then they want Mbeki back in the hot seat. But Mbeki is mulling, he's thinking. The last one I report, they said he's not very much interested. They recalled him also. The rand is recovering, you see. It's gone to 17 rand 38 cents, you see, per dollar. Listen to this guy. This is our South Africa. Ket Matlala. Ket Matlala. He enters the court, right? Whatever charges or that. So South Africa, you know how it goes. But the watch he's wearing, a Rolex watch, and that watch alone costs 2.5 million rand. And he enters the court like that. The people forgot about the court case. They're looking at his watch, you understand? That this guy comes to court. He's accused for ABC and wearing a Rolex watch. 2.5 million. Air Link has suspended flights to Lesotho. You know why? They say safety reasons and all that. They're not ready for us. They don't have enough this and this. All the things there. Today, remember that there will be the nikah announcement between 10 and 10:30. Send it now, wherever you are, to 084-786-3132. Then, inshallah, Mozaid Khan will announce it. 11:06, 11:07, Abdullah Juwani, Awa Juwani will render the khutbah and salat. We will take it both, inshallah. Then we will translate it, make dua. 12:25 is the adhan. Yeah, by us, you understand, in Heidelberg. Inshallah, my hometown where I was born. And 12:35 is the lecture, but it won't be live, you understand. Oh, you Heidelberg, you sleeping or what? Why you don't have, you understand, that live masjid and that in both masjid you should have it. So they tell us they don't have that. So live masjid you should have. You must wake up, Heidelberg. So I must organize a sponsor for you again. So you must remember that. So in Heidelberg, you see, we will be there. And then in a town masjid, that is. So Allah Ta'ala make everything easy. Make dua for us. Make dua for the Ummah. Make dua for Gaza and Palestine and Sudan. And may Almighty Allah guide these Arab turnpot dictators and Muslim rulers. And if there's no guidance for them, Allah and Kunest or Nabut for my Allah Ta'ala decimate and destroy them. Ameen, ameen. Tomorrow, our Salat time is changing. In Sufi Masjid, it is 20 to 5 Jamaat. And in Muhajirin Ansar, it is 4 to 5. So I'll go there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.